was not yet put on the phone tree. We'll be doing that this evening, but it's with tremendous sorrow that we announce the passing of a very special congregant of Oyv Tzedek for many years. Harry Bergman passed away this morning, and the Levaya will be held on Wednesday. It's going to be in Hewlett at Boulevard Chapel on Broadway. It's going to be Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. So for those that are able to come, very much appreciated. We're in the middle of learning Hilchos Tefillah, discussing, as we did yesterday, a little bit about the meaning behind some of the words of the Shemona Esrei. Continue in the Mechaber, discussing the proper way in which a person is supposed to hold themselves. We mentioned a few days ago that a person, when they daven, you're supposed to daven with your feet together. And we said that provided the reason there was because we have to compare ourselves to Malachim. That when we daven, we have to rid ourselves of all of our physical needs, our physical desires rather, and directly connect ourselves to something which is completely ruchnius, completely spiritual, this direct connection to Hashem. So the Mechaber then discusses what we're supposed to do with our hands. Meniach yadav alibo kafusin. A person is supposed to take their hands and place them upon their heart. Kafusin, which is translated as kishurin, as though they're tied together. That instead of having your hands floating around all over the place, they're supposed to be close to one another. Specifically, hayamonis alosmolos. The person's right hand is supposed to be over the left. And we'll discuss the significance of why the right over the left. There's a couple of reasons. One is that, generally speaking, in Jewish philosophy, the right side represents compassion, represents rachamim, and the left side is din, is exact judgment. And therefore, during the davening, in which we, of course, all have shortcomings and flaws, we ask Hashem to forgive us and to allow the right, the hand, if you will, of rachmim, of compassion, to overtake and overpower the left, which is that of din, of judgment. That's one possible explanation. We'll discuss another in a moment. But the Mechaber continues and says that when a person does this, that they put their hands close together, v'omid ke'evin lifnei rabo, you should stand like a servant in front of their master, be'im avir v'fachad, with all different levels of fear, awe, trepidation. Supposed to stand as though you would be standing in front of your master, and a servant, a lowly servant, to be standing in front of his master, you obviously don't have the ability to tell them what you want and what you don't want. The master is in charge and complete control of your life, and therefore that's how a person is supposed to feel. And therefore, the significance of being tied down, of not having control, is perhaps also the significance of why a person's hands are close to one another, and also our feet are close to one another as well. That a person doesn't move. A person sometimes is paralyzed with the fear standing in front of such a powerful person, and certainly standing in front of Hashem. It's actually brought down that some people, when they daven, we know that some people shuckle, they move back and forth. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "V'yeshlis noineya b'shas tefila mishem klatz mosai t'mono Hashem yichamocha." That when a person davens, it's not just lip service; it's not only a avodah shebelev. It's really an all-encompassing; it's a whole body experience. So therefore, when a person davens, a person shakes with fear and trepidation. That's the significance of moving during the davening, and it's klatz mosai. It's all of your limbs, all of your body. Everything is involved in this process. Some people do the opposite. Some people are meticulous not to move. That during the Shemona Esrei, some people have the minhag not to move a muscle, just to stand there, just their hands are together, their feet are together, not to move. And perhaps if we can understand that nowadays, if you would be standing in front of a powerful king, for us to be moving around, that could show you're scared, but also the fact that you're showing tremendous respect by not moving is also something which is accepted as well. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to say the key words is that kol kiminhag hamakom. You have to do, of course, whatever is the custom of what really is the proper behaviors in that particular generation, that particular environment. The Mechaber continues and says, "V'yaniach yadav al chalotzav mipnei shehu derech yehura." The person has to be careful with their hands. In a situation, of course, if nowadays we don't, some of us, let's say, we don't daven without a sitter, which, as we mentioned, some of Farshim say that's recommended so that we can stay on task to be focused on the davening. So, of course, if you're holding a sitter, that's one thing. But if you're not holding anything and your hands are free, and you decide not to hold your hands the right over the left, you have to be careful not to place your hands on your waists, or perhaps to have your hands folded one over the other. This is different types of body language for those that are experts in body language. That's a derech yehura. It's a sign of haughtiness, and it's also a sign of being closed and disconnected. Generally speaking, if you would see someone, if you're at a cocktail affair, and you're talking to someone, if you have someone that's talking to you like this, it usually means they're closed. They're not interested in having a relationship with you. That's what the body language means. When a person has their hands away from them, which it shows perhaps that they're more open. So a person who's davening should not be davening this way. It's derech yehura, it's disrespectful. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, on this matter, when it says that a person should have their hands by their heart, because this is the way that people would stand in front of a king, when they would speak to him, and they would ask for all their needs to this king, that is exactly how they would stand. They would stand with their hands in a certain way without moving them. Again, however, it depends on the place. And then we find some very interesting customs, perhaps based on Kabbalah, different other ways in which a person could hold their hands. If a sefer asar mamaros, it's written down in the name of the Arizal, shanichu zerosam alibam, they would put his hands by his heart, yaminis al samolis, his right over his left, as we said before, which is what the Mechaber told us as well. And that's one custom. We'll get back to that in a second. B'shem Hamarak, in the name of the Ramak, which is Ramosha Kardarvero, who lived from 1522 to 1570, he said, Shiyokav Ugdol Besok Pisas Hayad. The person, when they daven, they should put your thumb into your hand. And some people do this by both hands, which is actually, it's brought down in the Gemara that by doing this, somehow, Kabbalistically speaking, is a way of removing an ayin hara, removing an evil eye. But also, if you think about it just logically, by putting your thumbs and closing your fists tight, that's almost like handcuffs. You can't move, which is the whole significance of the davening, of not being able to move, remaining in still and in awe in front of our master. Now again, the Arizal told us that the significance of the davening way we hold our hands is the right over the left. We gave one explanation. Perhaps another explanation has to do with men's and women's clothes. Some explain that if you would look at a man's shirt and a woman's shirt, they're very different in the way that it's buttoned. For a man, the shirt is from the left to the right. And it's the same thing when it comes to all men's clothes. Their clothes are buttoned from the left is over the right. However, in women's, it's from the right to the left. There's actually a group of people who are men that, if you would notice their double-breasted suits, they also button from right to left, which is the Hasidic method. And the significance, as it's brought down in Sfarim, is that the difference between a man and a woman is whether or not they're engaged in melacha, in war. And in the days when there was when there was swords and people would want to conceal them, and you'd be a righty, it would be much easier to have your long coat that the left is over the right, so this way you can easily pull out your sword. And the significance of wearing the coat among Hasidim over the right, over the left, is to show that you're not a man of milchama, but rather you're a man of shalom, of peace. And perhaps that's the significance also of the davening, that when we daven, we end off the davening also, our Berachas HaMazon, which is one of the most important elements in Judaism, is HaMavarachas HaMo Yisrael HaShalom, that we ask Hashem for the great bracha of shalom, of peace. And therefore, by having our hands, our right hand over the left, that's another way that we can instill within ourselves this very important message, that we should only ask for shalom, for peace. Adonai Chafetz HaMatzit Koyadu Torah B'Yadir Kaddish.